Cook's last keynote, China's stealth rocket, and the enterprise AI crunch. Apple's upcoming WWDC conference carries unusual weight as the final keynote for CEO Tim Cook, who is set to step down September 1st with hardware chief John Ternus named as his successor. The conference is expected to showcase Apple's AI strategy and its approach to integrating machine learning across its ecosystem while preserving the privacy positioning that has become central to the brand. Enterprise AI adoption is already outpacing internal capacity planning. Walmart announced it is rationing employee access to its AI tool Code Puppy, replacing unlimited access with fixed token allocations per worker, an operational constraint that suggests demand exceeded expectations. OpenAI CEO Sam Altman noted that top AI adopters are hiring rather than cutting staff, a data point that complicates prevailing narratives about AI-driven job displacement. Research from the New York Fed reinforces that finding that remote work, not AI, explains 64% of the increase in unemployment among young college graduates since the pandemic. Arm Holdings disclosed that ByteDance and Oracle are now using its data center chips, a significant expansion beyond the company's mobile processing roots into enterprise infrastructure driven by AI and cloud computing demand. The move reflects a broader pattern of semiconductor companies adapting product strategies to capture accelerating data center spending. China surprised industry observers by debuting a Falcon 9 rival rocket with no advance warning, a lack of pre-announcement that analysts interpreted as growing Chinese confidence in domestic space capabilities. SpaceX, meanwhile, faces its own scale challenge. Experts have warned that its plan for 1 million satellites could cost up to $2 trillion to implement, a figure that may require new business models or international frameworks to be viable.